This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. Hour number four of the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for enjoying a Rangers victory earlier. 9-7, quite an adventure. Jack Leiter made his debut. Josh Smith continued to be a hero. Jose Leclerc got a key out or two, but it was Kirby Yates who came on and slammed the door for the final inning and a third. Second game in a row had to go an inning and a third, but dude, that guy's nails. And he tacked on another four batters to his Rangers start with still no runs allowed. Here's Wolchuk with some sports.
Thank you. We got to give some love to our Dallas Stars as they wrapped up one of the best regular seasons in the franchise's history, a dominant Western Conference Finals one seed. They will host home ice throughout the West, and then we'll see what ends up happening, whoever they match up against in the Stanley Cup Final, but it's most likely they'll have home ice advantage there as well.
Are you guys concerned at all that maybe the offense is going into the playoffs not firing properly?
I think, by the way, did the Rangers win the President's Cup?
Yes.
So that means if you get the Stanley Cup against the Rangers,
you wouldn't have it.
You wouldn't
but
have
I think
it.
You'd have it against everybody else.
Everybody else, you probably got a shot. Offense firing. I'll tell you what I was interested in last night, Dawson. I think St. Louis, for playing for nothing, played for something last night. You know? And I kind of felt like that was a tough, tough matchup. I know just last night.
Did you just fart?
No, I was trying to hold in a sneeze. I couldn't remember the button situation.
Oh, it was just I know.
I got caught up in the air. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Please continue.
You got emotional talking Stars hockey. You fight your puckhead.
It was just a tough matchup last night. I think the thing that I'm most encouraged by right now is that we asked for goaltending to be on point.
Damn right, Brian.
This guy's like 10-1,
and
11-1.
Might have been his best night.
Yeah, he is. We've asked him to play better. And he's doing it.
Yeah, Otter's been fantastic.
Yeah, they're going to get him into a rhythm, too, because they're going to get him into that rhythm where they play like every other night. And so that's kind of something they were thinking about. But he has been outstanding the last 11 or 12 nights out playing hockey.
Yeah, they're deep and they're talented offensively. I think the offense will come together. I do think one of the big storylines will be how does Jason Robertson play in his second postseason? Because Robo eliminated last year. Was not himself. He was the story of the regular season. We saw that with Miro, got pushed around in the bubble a little bit during that cup final run. Physical play. He's come back and been much stronger in the playoffs. Does Robo do that this year? But 26 comeback wins?
Yeah.
Most in Stars history?
This team. I mean, if you look at you talk about offense, though, and maybe it coming back, this team with the 20 goal scorers, they have 8 of them, and, like, the record is 9.
It's amazing.
You know, if you go back and you look, I think the old St. Louis Blues team, like 21, 22, had 9 goal scorers of over 20 goals.
Wow.
And so, yeah, the Stars are right there with them at 8. So, hopefully that'll carry over. And then, like I said, I'm most excited about the way – that the Netminders playing.
Yeah,
that's the thing that's
dude, the save going. He had last night.
Oh, insane with the stick.
I think that was a give up.
He just reached over, said boom.
He had a bunch of really good saves in that game.
It was ready to get out of
but
that
the, But the one in overtime, it's like, okay, I'm beat. I'm here on the other side of the crease. And then he just put his paddle out there and it blocked it. And you're like, I think he was even surprised that even happened.
I think playing with Pavelski, he just figured it out. Practicing against Pavs there in front of goal, he's like, you know what? I'm kind of getting this figured out. I'm ready to try it myself.
Tonight, you need to be rooting for Vegas to lose and the LA Kings to win. that, because you'd rather match up against the Kings. Stars dominated them this year in the regular season, 3-0. Yeah, against Vegas, you were 1-0, and then you had two shootout losses. So Vegas, and that's the team that beat you in the Western Conference Final.
That's the Stanley Cup champ.
Deep. I want revenge.
I think that they could beat them, certainly, if you got a matchup, but I'd rather take the easier opponent, and that would be the Kings, so I think you'd absolutely destroy, maybe even sweep in four games. Big news as we transition to NFL News of the Day. I know this has been a hot topic, and anytime Corey Majors gets to interview Charlotte Jones-Anderson at training camp, he asks, when are we getting the return of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders reality series, Making the Team, America's Sweethearts? Wow. Netflix has
I was on
it
that
up.
One time.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you a judge?
I was, no.
He tried out.
Me and Mickey, actually, they staged a deal where they staged a media opportunity, like we were interviewing them, like we had them on the radio. We were here in the studio. And they brought him, and they were filming us like they were, like we were doing questions, like we had him on, like we were on the radio interviewing him and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So we staged a mock or fake, I guess mock. It's mock.
Yeah,
fake,
mock.
Same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah,
mock.
Mock interview with cheerleaders. And actually, one of the neatest things I ever got is a thank you present, autographed cheerleader boot. Ooh. Like one of their boots, autographed by all the girls.
There you go. That's
so yeah, that's
Luke
kinda,
Casey.
Yeah, yeah, kind of crazy that,
especially
you
with your foot fetish.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. My left toe is not
very
doing
special.
Right
you
now.
Got that up. You got to have that in your man cave somewhere.
I
up
do.
In your sports memorabilia room.
I do. I have it there. Yeah.
Okay. I hope you didn't get to the story. If you did, I apologize. I think it's so good, we might as well do it twice. But
is this the Trent Baalke fart?
No, I'm going to leave that for you tomorrow. Set up Trent Baalke tomorrow. That's a little tease ahead. New Heights podcast. We go to Jason Kelce. And, of course, he did win a Super Bowl that we tend to forget about. In my opinion, it never happened. It's a blip on the radar. But he does have a Super Bowl ring. Apparently, he might have lost said ring. And here's Jason to tell us all about it.
After that event, we went right to Jason Lost His Ring, where we had a full vat of Skyline chili. God. This is actually technically a three-way. It's not just Skyline chili. There's spaghetti in there, cheese, jeez, and chili. The video does not do justice just how disgusting this was.
I had to get away from that corner.
I went to Skyline twice over the weekend. I love Skyline chili. This chili had been sitting out for like some time period.
It smelled so bad in that part of the arena.
Mixed into that chili were socks with make-believe rings, and then there was actually only one real ring in there, which was my Super Bowl ring, that they had to try and find. One in each pool. But there was an unfortunateness. As you guys know, this game existed because I continually lose my Super Bowl ring. And I don't even know if Travis still knows this, but I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it. This is Jets Jake searching through the chili to try and find the sock that had my Super Bowl ring in it. We have still yet to find it.
What did you expect to happen?
I thought that we would just go in the pool and get the ring afterwards.
You're such a f***ing imbecile.
Greg got a metal detector. There's actually metal in Skyline chili. There's traces of iron within the chili itself. So it's an impossible task to try and use a metal detector.
That's so good.
There's probably lead as well in there somewhere. It's just a hunk of metal. I'll just have another one made, I think. They can do that, right?
I don't know, Jason. Probably.
Guess we're going to find out.
Yeah, you know, after listening to the audio, I'm more convinced than ever that one of the searchers pocketed the ring.
Yeah, because when we talked about this yesterday, I envisioned it being like a giant community bathtub sort of
like
experience where everybody's, sort of diving in. But looking at it, it's like inflatable bathtub size.
Yeah, let me come around here.
So, like, you would think that that would be an easy thing to find once you drained out all the disgusting chili. You know, it's there's not that much space. There's not that much surface area to have to go digging through.
No,
so
you could get
I think
out.
Someone did steal this thing, dude.
Oh, we've got theft.
It's very much like an Eagles fan to do something like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
It's like Putin.
Yeah,
remember he stole the Bob Kraft's ring?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, or, he was over in Russia.
Well, maybe Putin's a big Skyline chili guy. Honestly, he might have been there.
Putin looked at that ring and like put it right in his pocket.
I think
Bob Kraft's what are we doing
that's
here?
That's true. I remember that story. I think there's an alternative angle we could take here, and this proves Gavin's point, where this is a look-at-me kind of individual, and he's doing this to just have a good story and lean on this bit a little bit. In reality, you know he got his ring back if it's this simple.
Hey, that would
possibly
be that'd be the showman in him.
Man, they don't
put it
which
past
I still don't have an issue with it. It's still a great story.
They still a great story. I thought the
ratings, do they, on that one?
The better story, I thought, though, was him having to, like,
you want to keep him strong,
eat his way out of the Skyline chili bathtub
like a pig,
and not realizing that he lost his Super Bowl ring in there, and he didn't find out until he dropped a deuce the next day. Like, that's I thought amazing. That was going to be.
Can you imagine
that's like
having,
the height
can
of,
you imagine having to pass that Super Bowl ring, pass it through you?
I passed a dime when I was about 6 years old. I ate it.
Okay, a dime.
Yeah. I ate it.
Super Bowl ring.
What was that?
Which is
like?
Twice as big as the one I'm wearing right now. Maybe three.
Let me see.
Times.
Yeah, let me see your Super Bowl. Let me get a gauge for this. So see, it's not twice that.
There's
that's
no
a damn
way I'm
big
passing
ring.
Right
now. Yeah. There's no way you're passing this thing.
No.
No way.
No.
And you're not passing that. That's the era of when the Super Bowl rings are unwearable. That's what.
This
that
is like Bart Starr's Super Bowl ring.
No, I'm talking about his ring. Yeah, you're not passing this. You can maybe pass Bart Starr's ring.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
Watch me.
Oh, okay.
I had to get like a toddler potty for like 2 weeks until it came out because the doctors wanted to make sure that it did come out. It
took 2 weeks.
Yeah, it took a while.
That sounds
I don't know,
awful
maybe, and painful. Maybe 2 weeks. Maybe 4 or 5.
Well, yeah, how painful was that?
It wasn't painful at all.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, it
okay.
was lodged in there, oh. I bet.
Yeah.
Just lodged in the mess.
Speaking from experience. All right, Cardinals.
Never worry about swallowing
that's
stuff.
That's not corn.
What is going on? Cardinals are set to draft Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr.
Are
with the fourth overall pick. If Brian, they don't trade down. That's from Peter Schrager, who we do trust.
Oh, yeah, but see, Schrag's lost his guy.
So you think he's now just throwing bleep out there?
I think
hoping it sticks?
Yeah. For 6 years in a row, Schrag's had the Cardinals pick dead.
Well, here's what he said. If the Cardinals stay at four, it's Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay.
But they could move out.
Okay.
I think there's a chance. Now, this is where it gets spicy.
If they're there, they're going to take the single most talked about wide receiver in this draft leading up
for
to
for a position
it,
the they, last don't, 2 years. They don't have.
But on the scenario they move back, there's a chance the Colts move up for Harrison, Neighbors, or Odunze. Now, if the Colts are moving up, it's got to be for Marvin Harrison Jr., where his dad played.
What a slap in the face it would be if they didn't.
Richardson to Harrison Jr. for the next decade, that is probably what the Colts are dreaming of, and that could be a sweet
Let's get Arch Manning up there in a couple of years.
Maybe, if Anthony Richardson can't stay healthy.
Wow,
yeah.
Dude.
Maybe
Wouldn't
take him in the fourth or fifth round.
Does Dallas Clark have a kid coming up?
Maybe.
Brandon Stokely, perhaps?
We get this thing going. Juicy draft rumor, Broncos are also eyeing a quarterback. This is not new news, but apparently they've bulked up the analytic department, Brian, as they do some research for this draft.
Wow.
So they're set to target a first-round quarterback, but they could trade star players to move up and do so. Maybe Patrick Surtain II being one of those players they could lump into a trade to get into the top 10. But I thought the analytic thing would perk Eric's interest a little bit.
Well, it is bulk season all the time, even for analytic departments.
It is.
So, I mean, this is exciting. Honestly, we need to get Sham on the phone.
We do.
Because he probably just perked up somewhere.
Final bit of draft nuggets is we have draft 101 tonight.
Brad, that's
at 7
Eric,
o'clock.
Not me.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't put my name on it.
Yeah. Are you with you?
He knows the – yeah, we've had this face-to-face discussion
They have
before.
Had the back and forth. We got draft 101 coming up tonight after the show here at the start. You can
Which
watch
draft
it
pick
on
you gonna
the
rip?
YouTube, Facebook.
Oh, is that Wolchek?
That was the bully.
Mine?
What draft pick are you going to rip?
Where Sham has to call
Sham
you out on Friday night.
That was a me thing. Yeah, that was a me thing.
That was a
Woolly. Giants are hosting quarterback Bo Nix and Spencer Rattler for pre-draft visits. And the last bit of draft rumoruskies.
That's par for them on that.
Yeah, is, okay, what do you think about this? Jordan Schultz reporting that Mike Sanristil, the DB from Michigan,
5'9" of him,
first rounder.
I'll tell you what, the kid is a hell of a football player. He's 5'9", he's a buck 8". He was a converted wide receiver.
He was.
At Michigan. You watch him. I mean, he can play slot. I think he's... The 5'9 part doesn't scare me playing on the outside. My man is a sticky
But
player.
He might, he's probably the best slot DB
Blitz.
In the draft. Him and Jerrion Jones out of Florida State.
Faster, player. Quicker. Like, if you remember like how Rondé Barber played back in the day for the Bucks.
Yeah.
Like, turnover guy, cover guy, just blitz guy.
Awareness on high.
Totally. Yeah. High football IQ guy. Yeah.
This Energizer is what, Bunny. He's all over. I mean, National championship game, he crushed it.
I can't believe this. I feel like I'm just hearing about this guy. But
well,
like
I think
this,
he's too short for the Cowboys.
That's
they're looking for 5'11".
Some teams are going to think he's
height
too
shamers,
short.
Man, it bugs me.
There's your NFL news of the day.
There he goes. Thank you, Zach. Draft 101 tonight, 7 o'clock.
More of that.
7 to 8:30. Tons of great, scouting reports on these players and great topics, rumoruskies, insights on what's about to happen 1 week from now. You're going to want to tune in at 105throughthefan.com if you do not have tickets for tonight's event. But we continue from the Star with the Expressway. Everything's been breaking, including that Jerry Jones Arkansas rumor. And then we'll get to LA Live with Lucius Alexander coming up here in 22 minutes on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. Rangers got the win earlier. Thanks for checking it out here. They'll be in Atlanta tomorrow, 6:30 pregame. It was just unreal at times how many ups and downs there were. The Rangers never trailed. They went up 4-0, then it was 4-4, then it's 7-4, then it's 7-7, thanks in part to Leody Taveras not being able to get a fly ball in the outfield. You're just thinking, okay, you know, Yates went an inning and a third yesterday, 24 pitches. We're going to lose this game. And then Leclerc walked two dudes. He walks the first two guys in like the seventh or eighth inning as I'm listening on my way in, like, okay, here we go again. But, you know, he got a couple of big outs, and then Yates comes in there and got it done in the ninth inning despite more runners getting on then. So whatever the case, they've won 3 of 4. They go to two games over 500, I think, at 11-9 and continue to lead the AL West. So it's a great time to be a Rangers fan.
Angels with a loss today. They finished up their series in Tampa, four games set there. So a loss for them. As Mike Peasley told us, the Rangers are up a game and a half now with the Astros and A's and Mariners were all idle. So pick up a half game on all those cats. But, hey, good to get 3 out of 4 after especially what happened with the series against the Astros over the weekend. That was not very good.
Yeah. I have bounced back now.
Yeah.
And you're starting to feel pretty good about, this team's ability to get the job done.
So you see Atlanta play.
Yes. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Okay, a couple of interesting cowboy stories here for you guys. The Nation's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org, and soda, state of the art.
Thank you.
Michael Gelkin talked with the O-line coach Duke Manyweather, and there's a story in the morning news. Says he's talking Tyler Smith. He says he's a special guard.
Yeah.
Could be an okay tackle. Yeah, sure can. But I think fans like to romanticize what he was at tackle in 2022, even though he was a rookie. The best way for me to describe it is Tyler's superpower at guard becomes a kryptonite a little bit at tackle. He's aggressive in your face, be able to jump set and upkick guys in the pass game, being able to roll guys and have violent hands at the point of attack and getting on guys early in the run game. At tackle, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Tackle, you have to be more patient. You have to stay within your frame, within your technique. You have to pick your spots to be able to be aggressive, and that's just not who Tyler is as a person, and that's not who Tyler is at his best when you take that aggressiveness away from him. Does that influence you at all, knowing Duke Manyweather, highly respected O-line coach?
Yeah, highly respected there with Duke, and I think the assessment of where – he's talking about what Tyler Smith is, the heavy hands, the punch, the ability to not have to deal with everything in space. What he's talking about, when you quick set somebody, it's immediately come out of your stance and jam them. There's a tackle in this draft named Rosengarten from Washington.
Right tackle.
Who messes with people with his sets. And he's gotten pretty good at it because he'll short set you quick or he'll drop with depth or kick wide. So you get a guy that has a little bit of like the edge guy's kind of like, I'm not sure how this guy's going to set me. That's the thing about with when you talk about inside, the power that Tyler Smith plays with is a superpower. You do get him on the outside, the hands, the feet. All those things have to be coordinated, though. Maybe get him a little bit of trouble at times. So when you're aggressive and you set aggressive as a tackle, it causes you to lunge. It causes you to be top-heavy, out over the tops of your feet. And if that's the case, that's where the guys grab your shoulder, swim around you, and stuff like that. So, I think it's an option Would I like to see him play tackle? I think he would be damn good at it. I think Duke's right, though. I think he's a damn good guard, though, too.
Yeah.
And so, and his skill set is more conducive to playing guard than it is playing tackle, but he can play tackle at a high level, I think.
Well, depending on how the draft goes, it would be, I think, cool to see him try left tackle again, you know, and maybe he'll surprise Duke and have worked on those weaknesses after, you know, 2 years.
With Duke some knows these cats, man. Getting more comfortable Duke with knows it. These guys. He really does.
But, yeah, he also said there's a lot of talent in the tackle class in this draft. It just depends on where their strategy is in terms of acquiring the tackle, probably thinking about which round. You guys agree with that, though?
Yeah, and that's the problem. And I don't want to speak for you over there, Wooly Bully, but I just worry talking to people around the league of maybe all these guys being gone. You know, maybe everybody needs tackle help. You know, how many tackles are we looking at as tackles that people might make guards? You know, that's another thing that you have to kind of think about. I don't there's going to be some tackles on the board when Dallas picks. Is it going to be the one that they say, okay, yeah, we're comfortable taking this guy? Me personally, that center, however you can hook and crook that center, that's the one that I'm looking at right now that – I kind of feel like, boy, if I could address that first, then I'll worry about the tackle part second.
Yeah, because I think you could line up and you feel pretty good despite what Duke said there. Tyler at left tackle, Bass at guard, and you've got center figured out. If you take a guy at 24, that's why I'm all about Graham Barton. Maybe it does end up being Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon at center. But I think you saw, we talked
Frazier,
about
Frazier, West Virginia, if you back that thing up.
The final four teams this year, three out of the four had elite center play. I mean, I think that it's proven that center is not some position that you just overlook anymore. I don't think the Cowboys' offensive line has been the same ever since they lost Travis Frederick. That is a key position. It all starts in the middle. You need to add power there. I think all these guys are massive upgrades. So if you get wiped at center, then I think tackle comes into play, and then that's a reason you could keep Tyler Smith at guard.
Jerry Jones reportedly rumored to be willing to pay double what Kentucky boosters are willing to go to for college basketball players. I don't think I'm getting butt cracked on this one. Barstool has a story up on it. Arkansas Desperate and Scared report is out there with a rumor Jerry Jones is willing to pay double for UK commits to follow Calipari. That's pretty awesome, I guess, if you're an Arkansas basketball fan right now. It's got to be exciting.
Yeah, Arkansas does have a pretty damn good history of basketball. You go all the way back to Eddie Sutton, you know, Nolan Richardson, you know, the 40 Minutes of Hell.
Bobby Portis.
I mean, they've got some a great history of basketball. So, yeah, you know, Jerry, being the alum he is, I think that, you know, hell, if I was a billionaire, they should worry about me and all the SEC schools, what I would do for LSU. To go get players. You know, yeah. LSU's basketball team's not any good, you know, but if you gave me the opportunity to go spend, you know, millions of dollars to try and make my program better when I'm a billionaire, let's go.
If I was a billionaire, I'd be all about it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, dude, how much do I got to pay him to stay for more years?
Yeah.
You know, do you want the NBA at $6 million for a rookie contract, or how about you play for $7 million here? Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of fun to be had. I just love that old Jer Bear loves the basketball like that.
I think he loves Arkansas that much. Yeah. I think that's where when Arkansas asks him to do things, he's more than willing to open up the checkbook. Now, if it has something to do with signing free agents, maybe that's a whole nother story.
It definitely is.
Yeah, there's a salary cap involved there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, and they cap themselves too, to an extent.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen with the way they don't want to spend cash over the last 3 years.
They'll spend some money after this draft. Get ready for these undrafted free agents.
Yeah, they'll spend money on the undrafted free agents.
They will spend. They will overspend on some of those guys. You watch.
They do cap themselves, though. That's wise words. I do feel like a little bit more friendly to Jerry being in his building. Did you feel that pressure all those years working here? Is there something?
I'll tell you the biggest problem I have. It was never with anybody in the Jones family. It was people in coaching that hated me.
Oh yeah,
because you know what happens is when you're critical, and you know the one thing the DallasCowboys.com platform allows you to do, the family allows you to do, is be critical when need be. Be fair, but you could be critical. Yeah, there were a lot of days of walking through this building and getting a mean eye.
The opposite of the eye bleeping situation. It was like the eye bleep you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Football ops, coaches, those guys. Because anytime you start to talk about people's jobs, and I don't blame them, that, you know, moving on, hey, move on, that people around the building are not too happy.
They were cutting you in the cafeteria line.
I mean,
they were cutting me a lot of ways. Yeah.
If Jason Garrett was being honest with himself, he knew he should have been capped about 6 years before he did. You know,
the most amazing thing was I was with since 2011 until I came on board with you, Gavin, is doing stuff with DallasCowboys.com, and all those times of talking about going after Jason Garrett's job, and not one time did anybody in the Jones family ever say a word to me about that. Mm. And I was like, and I was expecting to get a call, a text, hey, Brian, yeah, come up to the third floor. We're going to have a little talk.
Yeah.
Not one time.
Well, Jerry understands there's got to be passion, and with passion in sport comes criticism.
Yeah.
And he's really media savvy in that way.
He gets it, man. Yeah. He totally gets it.
That's why I've always laughed when, you know, different fans or bloggers or YouTube content creators or whatever would say, oh, you're in the Joneses' back pocket, you know, and that's what actually set me off on Dale Hansen 13 years ago. Maybe more than that is, you know, he was in a dispute with Richie Witt and you know, decided to play the card on TV that I'm right because Richie and the show is in Jerry's back pocket as far as what he's influencing. I'm like, that couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to allow us to be the best versions of ourselves because that in turn is going to bring in more eyeballs. If we're sitting there just being team friendly, nobody's going to listen to total homerism.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, there's never been one time, and I've been doing this now as long as I've been a scout, you know, since 2005, 2007, you know, with the being involved with the media, not one time, seriously, has a Jones ever said it to me about, you know, the one time Jerry did confront me when I worked for DallasCowboys.com was about I was kicking his ass, but he says I was fair about it, which was cool. But other than that, no one has ever, it is never one time that like, hey, you, now they've told us you can't post stories, you know, that part of it
breaking
is,
news.
Yeah, breaking news. You know, because when you live in the building, you see things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you have to be mindful of that. And I respected that. But, you know, we'd figure out stuff on our own. And then, you know, like, hey, we could break it. And then you would see it somewhere else.
You got to wait
else.
For Schefter to
Someone else would break it. Then you would just kind of like, okay, hey, just put one here for the good guys. And, you know, we'll battle another day.
Speaking of the good guys, I love what the Commonwealth of Virginia has done here today. Schools in Virginia will be able to directly pay athletes with NIL deals.
Yeah.
State law signed, marking another significant step in the professionalization of college sports is what the story says. The first law in any state to make it illegal for the NCAA to punish a school for compensating athletes for their NIL rights. So they went above the NCAA's head, straight to the laws. And the story says the law could either give Virginia schools a recruiting advantage or provide a catalyst for similar changes elsewhere. And I would definitely feel that if I'm competing in any other state. We have to give our universities the ability to pay the players so we can, you know, remain as competitive as possible.
I looked at, and I know Wooly Bully's done the same. Virginia was not a good football team this year. Malik Washington is a wide receiver that's outstanding. And actually,
really good player.
He was a transfer as well. But, yeah, Virginia has not had a very good run. You know, in some of their sports, Virginia Tech's been a little down since Frank Beamer, you know, that kind of. So, yeah, anything to give them a little bit of an advantage in that state, I think you have to go with.
Okay, elsewhere in college, former LSU star Haley Van Lith is transferring to TCU.
Was she at Louisville before she was at LSU?
Louisville, yes. LSU, yeah, no. Yeah. She was a star at Louisville, more of a role player at TCU, tried to be on a super team and win a championship. They lost in the Elite Eight. To Iowa. Cavender twins going from TCU back to Miami for their final season.
There was just one that was here, right?
Yes.
The other one was
the other one didn't want to play anymore.
Right.
And then I guess yesterday she decided, I do want to play, and she's going to go back to Miami. So her sister said, well, I'll join you and we'll go back to Miami together.
Do you think Sark made the right choice? He said in the immediate wake of Nick Saban's retirement, he did consider possibly throwing his name in the ring as a potential replacement there for Nick. He worked with the Crimson Tide in 2019 and 2020, but he said, naturally, I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about it, but it took me all of about 60 seconds to say, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, the fact that Texas is now in the Southeastern Conference makes his decision a whole lot better for him. He's also he's going to get a taste of what it's like to travel to Athens, Georgia, and to host LSU and have to go and play some of these games in the SEC. But it's a little bit different when you're outside. You're thinking, okay, I'd like that challenge. with him now being in the conference, though, Texas is a perfect spot for him.
It is the GBAC Nation. We're live at the Star up here in Frisco. Draft 101 is going to start at 7 o'clock. You can watch it at 105thefan.com. Get Right will be on the air. Draft coverage online. And it is time now to go into the Pimp Cup.
Let's go!
For LA Live.
Let's go! At the red light, turkin' on them headlights. Hey, man, so you guys brought up the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Pig Suey.
Yeah, I had some kinfolk that used to play for the Razorbacks in the 90s. Wow. Played basketball for the Razorbacks.
Yeah. Cool.
Then he ended up being a coach later for the Razorbacks, I think assistant coach situations.
They were good in the 90s.
Yeah, man.
Bill Clinton to be their courtside.
Yeah, 40 minutes of hell.
Yeah. Then all of his daughters end up playing everywhere all over the college world. Wow. So.
Right on.
Yeah. Shout out to the 918. Tulsa, stand up.
Salute.
It's a Thirsty Thursday ladies night here in LA Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
You like it. You like it because it look good. You like it. Pow, 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 pow. She got it going on. You like that.
Yep.
Y'all better stop liking butts and booties and start getting in people's brains.
Yeah.
So nice. Why, Reverend? Why?
That booty ain't real anyway. It's.
Oh, don't tell me that, Reverend.
It's perpetration. It's pretend. It's plastic. It's fluids.
An organ player on point.
It's LA Live for April 18th, 2024. Yes, we'll be talking about some butt injections a little later. That's why I play that right there for the fake booties. So stick around for that. It's a Thirsty Thursday ladies night here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. Before I get this started, I was scrolling down Instagram, brothers, and I seen mug shorties.
Yeah, I'm laughing at the gift card thing still, by the way. It's a gift card.
Not the gift card. Not the gift. And he did a little twirl and everything.
Twirl. There we
like,
go.
Come on, fam. What are we doing, bro? And then handed me the gift card. Like, maybe if you just call the number on the back and you'll see what's going on with it. So I'm at the bar calling the number on the back of the gift card. There's probably like 15 to 20 people at the bar just staring at me, bro. It's crazy. Let's see. Where was, oh, yeah. I was on Instagram strolling down the timeline, and I seen mug shorties.
Oh,
thought of you, bro. This mug shorties.
Yes.
That's where they have like the little cute girls that have probably committed some type of crimes. They've been arrested.
We have a top 10 of these, by the way. They're hard to vote for.
Oh, there's a top 10 mug shotties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all hard to vote for.
I love mug shotties.
Yeah.
You know it.
So I seen one. I was like, dang, she's cute. What does she do? Uh-huh. Then I scrolled down and read the little information. I said, no way. I had to look it up. I did my Googles. I had to see a real news report about this. Listen to this.
A Florida woman is accused of grabbing her boyfriend's genitals so hard that he bled. 21-year-old Katie Lee Pitchford of Indian Harbor Beach is charged with battery, domestic violence.
What are you?
What's happened to you, Brian?
Are you into that?
I'm just telling you, they can control you that way.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
From your experience.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
A Florida woman is accused of grabbing her boyfriend's genitals so hard that he bled. 21-year-old Katie Lee Pitchford of Indian Harbor Beach is charged with battery, domestic violence. Police say a fight between the two escalated to the point that Pitchford allegedly hit her boyfriend with a brush, her fists, and then scratched him.
Damn.
The police report adds that Pitchford grabbed him by his throat until he could not breathe. He was able to get away and call police. Investigators did not say what they were fighting over. After being arrested, Pitchford asked if she could talk to the victim to tell him she was sorry.
At least you want to say sorry about it.
No, she wouldn't.
I rarely hear women say sorry about anything.
Yeah.
It is like pulling teeth.
Sorry for taking a life.
Rarely, bro.
It's more, we need to stop down for those female apologies like we did for the eclipse last week.
Yeah.
Like that needs to be like a Everybody enjoy this moment here.
Only women I've ever heard apologize was Monica and Anita Baker. The only ones I've ever heard. It's a real thing. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30.
Lucius. Things.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, Miss Pitchford. I could see why she did it, though. She got that kind of look.
She's got that look. You can see it in her eyes. Yeah.
She's a little crazy. I think she's a little crazy. Crazy there, yeah.
He liked it, too.
You no doubt.
You're getting choked out. It's not the first time.
Exactly.
Let me go! Let me go! She's a bully, bro.
I used the safe word. Stop it.
Yeah, I said pineapples! Poor guy. Ain't that your girl right there that used to date? Are you okay, man?
PTSD, dating a girl like that.
Did she do this to you or somebody else?
She's a little crazy.
It's all over the timeline. Yes. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah. You see anything else out there, follow us all at G-Bag Nation. You can send it there. You can send it to me at Lucius Alexander on Facebook, at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Our winner right here, I don't know how many days he's been up because we've been preempted a few times.
Yeah.
But where was the 3-time Hall of Fame broadcaster, Chris Arnold, during OJ's slow speed chase away from the LAPD?
Back in the press area of Madison Square Garden, after the chase was about winding up, Robert Kardashian, Kim's dad, and he was representing OJ, he's reading this suicide letter that OJ had written. And we're all standing in the press room. I'm standing next to Ahmad Rashad. And he's going through this letter saying goodbye to people or whatever. And then all of a sudden, he goes, and my good friend Ahmad Rashad, and the whole room looks at Ahmad Rashad. And Ahmad just looks down to the ground, and then he just walks away and got in a limo and just dissed a disappeared. I'm sounding like LeBron.
Let's go.
Just disappeared.
Excuse me. Freaking Pierce.
Freak.
Excuse me. It's hilarious.
So good.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Ladies night. Ladies stand up. It's shine time. We got a Houston mother and a daughter arrested. After giving out fake booty shots.
Oh, no.
Mother was 56, daughter 18, were arrested running an illegal butt Botox operation. Butt Botox is hilarious.
Very profitable.
Yeah. Police said the woman traveled across the country charging $6,000 for the procedure using illegal injectables. Now, check this out, bro. They were watching her. It was agents from Houston PD, the FDA, and Homeland Security investigating this lady.
Yeah. Wow, dude, that's more than Diddy had on him, I think.
Oh, my God, here we go. And if you look at these two, they were definitely getting high on their own supply. Jeez. Uh-oh. I mean, just staring at them, I would not trust these people with any type of beauty products or treatments or anything. And the daughter has a Be Yourself tattoo on her thigh. I thought that was rich.
Be Yourself.
Yeah. Doing butt Botox, but hey, be yourself.
Ooh, yes, that's a rough one.
Yep. Let's see. Police said the woman tried to give an undercover cop Xanax before the injections. And that's where they say, they busted all in. Gotcha. That's all we needed you to do.
They gave me some Xanax before they did my LASIK surgery. They said, this will help you, like, relax. I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, let's do some Xannies. Chill out.
Do you tell them your tolerance is high? You might need a little 3 on them.
And then, need more than that. Huh? Like 45 minutes later, they're like, are you feeling relaxed? I'm like, sure, let's do this. And then they laid me down and got to work. And I was like, now I see why you gave me the Xanax.
Yeah, bro.
That was a trip for about 20 seconds.
Oh, how many years ago did you get LASIK?
Like 15 years ago.
Wow. Man.
Yeah.
Different time.
Yeah, it was different. It was the early ages.
About to do it. I'm excited.
Oh, it's great.
But terrified, but excited.
I mean, just burning your eye open.
Yeah, no big deal.
You know? Sorry, Lucius.
Oh, no, you're all right, brother. The mother, she says she did it because the people really needed it, not because they were paying her, by the way.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a good Samaritan.
Woodhauler's ass.
Yeah.
They need help.
Girl, you need this. Trust me.
Yeah, trust me.
I seen when you walked out that door, my God. Your pockets were touching in the back. ABC 13 down there in Houston. Talk to one of the victims. Listen to this.
2022, this 32-year-old mother wanted some enhancements.
Just to get bigger butt, because that's what was going on.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to do it.
She said she got a referral from a friend, saw the work.
She saw me pictures of other girls.
By the way, Houston 13, your cameraman, he's a dirty dog. It was on her butt the whole time. Every once in a while, it went up to the reporter and everything, but it went right back down to her butt. We got all types of views. Low views. This man was on one knee getting that behind. I promise you. You've seen his video.
He's channeling his other line of work.
He is out of control.
Tell him kind of news. Yeah. Yeah.
He was white balancing and everything. Let me see if I can get that right.
And she even said she travels to go do strippers and lawyers. She says she done lawyers, teachers.
Hilarious.
And
went to a home.
What'd she say?
Lawyers.
Says she done lawyers. Lawyers says she done lawyers, teachers.
And went to a home in Conroe where the woman injected her backside with an entire bottle of this on three different occasions.
It was supposed to be high.
They just hold up some weird bottle. The lady said they have no idea what's in the bottle.
Yeah.
They said that. We have no idea what we're injecting these ladies with. Wow.
Okay.
Chronic acid gel.
What?
But that's not what it is. Oh.
She says she paid $8,000 6 months later. She regretted it.
And I'm pretty sure it was infected. Yeah. Right now, it feels like marbles all over my butt.
That was some quickcrete.
Yeah.
Concrete stuff.
Some caulking.
Yeah. Concrete, dude. Yeah. The fix-a-flat stuff.
Silly putty. Yeah.
There's like, they're getting like, they're taking some of Billy Mays' old deals and they're repurposing them. Oh, my
God. Flex seal.
Next thing you know, just rips.
Billy Mays was ahead of its time.
He really was. He really was. Is he, he's not with us anymore, right?
I think he's the one that passed.
Yeah, his motor's running a little too hot. Yeah.
Can't imagine what it was.
Yeah. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Ladies night is still Shine time, ladies. Angel Reese signed a 4-year contract with the WNBA Chicago Sky.
Yeah.
And yeah, congratulations.
She looked
amazing. She looked amazing.
They all looked great.
I watched the whole thing.
All those gals looked great.
I watched the whole thing. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get chills.
Man.
Go fly me out. Now that she's going to Chicago, she says she needs a new nickname, not the Bayou Barbie anymore there,
right.
Bryce.
Yeah.
She tweeted out somebody help her with a new catchy nickname that's cute. So people tweeted some names to her. How about this one? Chi-Town Shorty.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Deep Dish Diva.
Ooh, the Deep Dish
That's
going
to get you caught in a couple of one of these bulging disc situations.
Yeah,
these reporters. That's not fair to the reporters.
Chief Reese. I like that one.
Chief Reese, good.
Yeah. Like 300, like Sosa. Mm. Let's see. What Old Block Barbie. The Shy Scraper.
That's got promise. That's got promise.
Shy Scraper.
That's got promise.
Lil Reese. I like that one. Chicago rapper right there again. Lil Reese.
All right.
Deep Dish Reese. The Windy City Wonder Woman.
Mm. Yeah, I love it. If we could just shorten it a little bit. If we could just shorten it a little bit. Yeah. Windy City.
Yeah, it's a lot. Windy City Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. Lakeshore Reese.
I like that.
Southside Barbie.
Southside Barbie's the winner.
And Shy Barbie.
I like Shy Barbie, I think.
I think she picked that one.
Did she?
Yeah, I think she picked that one.
Southside Barbie sounds really good,
though,
too.
Southside Barbie's smooth.
Yeah.
And it keeps the Barbie.
Shy Scraper. Don't forget about Shy Scraper.
Shy Scraper.
That's more badass.
Yeah. That is.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, I like Chi-Town Shawty, but you know, hey.
Chi-Town Shawty.
Yeah. You know, it is what it is.
I think the Barbie just appeals more to the masses. I don't know. Just safe with everybody.
Yeah. Let's see. It's a Thirsty Thursday, too, by the way. Haven't had any alcohol in a while myself, but I plan to change that tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get my vibes right. There we go. Okay. A lot of violence on the golf courses, folks. I've been seeing this on the timeline as well in stories. It's a hotbed for violence as of late. There's a former MMA fighter to beat up a group of boomers. They tried to fight him on an Oklahoma golf course. He watched them all. It was pretty sad to watch. Because they were all waiting their turn to get beat up. I was like, jump them, jump them.
Like an old kung fu movie.
It's all waiting their turn.
They're waiting in a line.
Don't fight fair. It's going to kill you all.
I seen some alligators fighting at a golf course.
Oh, wow.
And then we have this one right here. It's called the walk-up fight. Apparently, there was a group of, quote, in the story, obnoxiously drunk individuals in front of another group, right? How it is on the golf course or whatever.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And apparently they drank all of their fireball shooters, all 15 of them, the entire bucket. And so another guy that was behind him went up to that group and said, you know, wanted to know what was going on, why they're taking so long. He says that he was going to see if everything was okay. I call that cap. Yeah. He wanted to tell them to move along. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, he picked the wrong crowd. Look at this dude. Listen to this.
Walk up all f***ing day. No, f*** you.
What are you?
Guys.
No, no. Hey, which one of you walked up?
Bro,
no, no, which one of you walked up? Yeah, you yeah. F- walk up.
Ooh.
No, walk up. Walk up. Yeah.
Dude, imagine if you just, you know, you wanted to go off ahead and say, hey, man, you guys are slowing up our game. And then this is what you run into right here. Oh, my gosh. Your crew owes you dinner after this situation, for sure.
Hey, you want to be cool, bro? Come up. Come up. Walk up.
Is that Luke Brown in the background?
Yeah.
About video, you're a bro. You
want to
come up and walk up.
I want to get charged up with Luke Brown in the background.
Yeah.
Walk up all day. You.
Yeah, sir.
Man,
I'm not quite thinking about walking up here.
I got whiskey drunk on the golf course.
Yeah, he's toe up, bro. Yeah,
that was bad.
Walk up. Walk up.
That part right there.
That part right there.
You're supposed to know to leave that man alone. All right, man. I had a lot more here, but I'll probably get to it tomorrow. Empty out the clip a little bit. That's it for me. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time, y'all. I'll see y'all later. Holla!
Thank you, Lucius. There he goes. L.A. Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, we've had a terrific afternoon talking draft. We listened to the Rangers get a win in Detroit. They took 3 of 4. Now go to Atlanta for tomorrow. And let's get more on that. A proper round tripper coming up next, Woolchuck. What do you have?
Yeah, let's give some Ranger positives and an early candidate for post-game interview of the year. That's next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.